Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
I meant to talk to you last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All that shit you was talking. I went to the hospital and got shaved.
Oh, shit.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
Janine
up, baby?
Hello.
You know, she get a little personal when she don't get brought in right away.
You know what? Don't even
call
know
me
that.
All kind of motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I have my moments.
All right, man, I'm working on that thing again, man.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, check this out, y'all. I got a question. We're going to start this off like this. All right, you know what I'm saying? We all, I ain't going to say in-laws, but we didn't have people in our life. You know, you might not be married or, you know, but, you know, you consider some of them motherfuckers, all right, you would call a motherfucker your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your mama-in-law and all that shit. But what happens when them motherfuckers just get to overstepping their motherfucking bounds? What the fuck do you do?
Put them motherfuckers in their place. Fuck you, man.
Okay, all right. All right, but now, all right, now, I ain't thinking, and no, you know what? I ain't going to use me. Wait, man, hold on. The life was added.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right. Now, check this out. I ain't the most easiest motherfucker to get along with. I can admit that. You know what I'm saying? I got some ways about me that's like, okay, fuck that. I ain't about. But, I mean, you with your girl, or your dude, you know what I'm saying? Either or. These motherfuckers, I mean, they got some fucked up family members. They got some family members that want to test you. They want to test you constantly. Constantly. And when I say constantly, I mean constantly. They constantly trying to test you. You know what I'm saying? But you love your mate. You love your mate. And, you know, you kind of step back to them. But at what point do you finally be like, hey, man, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm finna just go in. I'm finna go in. I'm finna act a goddamn fool. Now, okay. Janine, you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with you first. When the fuck do you say, you know what? Fuck this shit. Man, this motherfucker. I mean, because you know, you do know when you start this shit, you know you and your significant other finna have some work. So when the fuck do you say,
fuck we gonna have work?
I mean, okay, now, then let's just say it's his mom's. You know, he's never gonna go against his mom. Even if he knows his mom's is right. You know, and I'm almost sitting here, and I would be real enough to say that, you know, if my mom says some fucked up shit, I'm going to kind of look at you like, just let her say it. Just let her say it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I understand you might let the first one, the second one, or even the third one go past. Mm-hmm. But at what point do you say, I'm at my breaking point now? You know what I'm saying? What can she say to you that's going to make you just be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm finna go in.
I don't think I would. I would say something to you. I would say something to my significant other.
Okay.
But if it's like
what?
A parent or something like that, I just don't think I would. I would probably walk out before I would.
All right, what about the brother?
Oh, siblings, that's different. I mean, if you're talking about siblings, that's different. I mean, it depends. Because, you know, I can speak up for myself. I feel like if it's a sibling. I mean, it depends on what type of relationship we have with one another, you know, on whether I would say something directly to that person or not. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, like, if he romp or something and he touching me or something, okay, come on now. You know what I mean?
Right,
you
so
going
about,
too far.
Okay.
Of course I would say something.
Let's go with the sister.
Okay.
The sister, you know, the sister. And I got a couple of those. I ain't going to sit there and lie. I got a couple of sisters that would be like, They would give you that nostril flare. But you and my brother, huh? So now with that, what would you do?
I'm trying to think. I just ain't.
Would you try to get along with her?
Yeah, of course I'm going to try to get along with her. I usually don't have them type of problems. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I have. I mean, if I've if I felt like they didn't care for me or something like that or didn't like me, I wouldn't come around. I mean, I ain't going to come around people that I feel like don't like me.
But, all right, it's a family picnic. He wants you to come. Hey, man, come on, we going to the – I mean, you know how we are, us as men. We don't say, do you want to go? We're going to be like, hey, we're going to the picnic tomorrow.
Okay.
Right. So I mean, it us as being, that's how we do. We don't say, hey, do you want to go to the picnic? We tell you, all right, picnic next Saturday. We going there.
Mhm.
So now. How do you, I mean, and then if you tell us, I ain't going, we got an attitude instantly. What you mean you ain't going?
I mean, I'm going to go. I mean, I'm going to speak and be cordial, you know, to everybody. But I'm not going to be in their faces. That's what I'm saying. If it's somebody that don't like me, I'm not just going to be all up in your face. I'm not phony like that. So if you don't care for me, then, you know, I just, you know, keep my distance. But I'm going to speak and be cordial to everybody.
Okay. All right. D.
Yes, sir.
Hi, D.
Wow.
You,
Man,
you finna go to the picnic. Man, you finna go to the picnic. I'm telling you, we going to the picnic Saturday. All
right.
You really
don't
fuck.
First of all, I'm going to go to the picnic because it's already going to be known, like, you know, if it's the parents, the mother or whatever, I'm not going to disrespect them, you know. I'm going to have some respect for my mate, you know, and I'm going to let them know, you know, you need to say something to them, keep them in check or whatever. I'm not going to deal with the parent. But if it's the sibling, on the other hand, you know, I'm going to say something to my mate, you know what I mean? I'm going to say, look, but if they cross the line more than once, I'm going to have some words with them and let them know. I actually was in that situation. Okay.
All right, well, what happened?
My husband, rest his soul, me and his sister did not get along. She didn't like me because she felt like I took her brother away, blah, 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 blah. You know, she all in her feelings or whatever. You know, and she always had something to say, you know. So I basically kind of just put her in her place, you know, and she would, you know, say little things afterwards, but, like, it wouldn't be things to me. It would be, like, mumbling under her breath or somewhere else. It wouldn't be nothing directly. But then when my husband passed away, I had to do this funeral, you know what I mean? So now everybody, he not here, so everybody got something to say again, you know. But I kindly just said, you know, contrary to popular belief, you know, I'm Mrs. And we going to do this in decency and order. Y'all can shut the fuck up or you ain't got to come, you know. But the mom and dad, I respect them. But if it's the sister and brother, after their chance, I'm going to put them in their place. Now, we can go to family events and all of that. I'm not going to be disrespectful at family events or anything like that. But I'm not going to let them act like a fool either.
Okay.
So.
All right, delightful. Delightful. See, that's why I can't stand black folks.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, thank you.
Don't be talking
anybody,
crazy. I was messing with my kids.
I see that we got a lot of people on. So now, if y'all want to join in the conversation, all y'all got to do is press 1. We'll bring you in. Father Time, he sitting in the background doing what he got to do, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, delightful. Mm-hmm. All right, Saint, did you even hear the scenario, or was you too busy hollering?
I did, and I agree with D. I mean, I'm not going to be disrespectful to the parents. However, brothers and sisters are off limits.
Now,
I'm sure
they
said the right thing. I wish you would have just said my mom.
Hold on, man.
We got a new call. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, who this? Can hear you.
Okay, this is Styles from GI.
What's happening, Styles?
Okay, I think y'all got a lot of women, you know, standing over here commenting and everything. You know, I don't want to change y'all program, but I got a question though for y'all ladies. You know, let's say you got a 16-year-old son, and he got a gun inside your house. Would you kick your man out when he finds the gun and get rid of it? Or just let me know what y'all think about the situation.
I didn't understand the question.
Hold on, now, Style. Let me get this straight. You found a gun. Well, you found a gun. Well, the man found a gun, and the woman wants to kick him out because he found the son's gun.
Yeah, 16-year-old son's gun.
You found a 16-year-old son's gun, and the woman. I mean, is it his gun? I mean, you got to be a little bit more, you know.
Well, she knew about it. You know what I'm saying? She allowed her 60-year-old son to have a gun, a shotgun inside the house.
And so basically you said something to him about it, and y'all got into it or something like that? Is that what happened?
No, I found it and I took it.
Okay. Why did you
take
it? And so he got mad, and y'all got into it, or what happened after that?
No, she got mad.
She got mad because you took it.
She got mad and put me out.
Okay. Now, I'm going to
tell you.
I'm going to tell you.
It's better than funny about the situation, man, because I'm really hurt.
No, I'm going to tell you, dog, man. Mole man, well, I call him Mole man. He's my stepfather, but you know that's pretty much the only dad I had. He found a gun when I was 16. He found a gun that I had, 38 snub nose. He found it. He was like, I ought to beat your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I ought to beat your mom. He didn't tell my mama he found it, but he took the gun. I didn't say shit. I didn't argue. I didn't fuss. I didn't say shit. I'm like, man. But I knew had he told my mama, shit, I was on my way to boys' school. You know what I'm saying? So he took the gun. And I mean, whatever the fuck he did with the gun is what he did with the gun. I didn't get too fucked. I was just happy he didn't tell on me.
Well, man, I told the mama that I found the guns, and she said she knew about it. And told me that if I did not return the guns, I gotta go.
So what did
you
do with
what?
The gun?
What I do with I got the guns out my house. Well, about a
okay.
high house. Because right now I'm homeless
house.
Man.
So how you get
he
kicked out of y'all house?
You say what?
You know how you get
kicked out of y'all house.
Yeah. Man, come on now. You know that's the house
never.
Of the woman name.
How she kicked you out? Well, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, that was my point I was getting to. Is it was it really her house or was it combined both names? Okay. That's what I was
getting at. Okay.
Hold on. Everybody hold on for a second. Everybody hold on for a second. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Peaches.
How you doing, Peaches?
What's happening, Peaches?
I'm helping you.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. What I was saying is that we've been together for 10 years.
I wouldn't have left that house.
You wouldn't have left the house?
Hell
no.
She couldn't have put me out. She wouldn't
have left the house.
She wouldn't have been able to put me out. No. It's either communication or we're going to be in this together.
Okay, but see, though, when the communication is gone, the communication was gone when her and her son decided to go get this gun. So our communication was gone because they never included me inside the conversation.
Wow, but you was doing right by taking it because he don't need it.
That's my point. But at the end of the day, I'm still homeless.
Well, I'm sorry that you ain't got nowhere to stay now, but you should look at it like a blessing. Clearly, she loves him more than you.
They about to use the gun on you.
No,
I'm just kidding. Exactly. Right. That's why it should go. I mean, you know, I just wanted another woman's point of view on it, you know what I'm saying? Because she told me that every man needs a gun inside the house.
He's not a man.
I agree with
why
that.
Why didn't you know about it? Why didn't you know
about it? I agree with that.
Tell me about it.
Right. If everybody needs one, why didn't you know about it?
Hold on, y'all. Tom, you said you agree with that?
Didn't he say, you said that she said every house needs a gun in it, right?
No, every man needs a gun inside the house.
Every man needs a gun.
Every man.
So if
every man needs
a gun inside the house, why didn't they tell you about it?
That's exactly what I told her. Exactly what I told her. I said, okay, you felt that way. You could have came and talked to me. We could have went and bought a gun, bought a safe, and kept it inside a safe place where only me and you know about it. And, you know, it could have been good.
I told you they could use it on you.
You say what?
I'm serious. Y'all laughing. I'm serious.
What'd she say?
They finna use it on you. She bought it for him to get you.
Well, that's why I got the fuck about it at the end, huh?
I will have to write, because something ain't right about that.
Thank you for Sin City Radio, letting me know that I ain't wrong.
No.
Man, that's
she was about to collect that check.
Like if a motherfucker sit there and tell me 16 or... wait a minute. Is Style still on here?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
You say, how old was the kid?
He's 17 now. He just turned 17.
So he's 17 years old. He got a gun in the house. And the mama saying, well, he needs to have his gun.
Not
yeah,
just a gun. He got a sawed-off shotgun that might have been shot off to guarantee that he's just 7 years for it.
So this ain't even an issue shotgun. He done sawed the motherfucker off. And you know, if he get caught with the every inch that's getting sawed off, he getting a year for it.
Y'all got life insurance policy together after 10 years.
Hell no. I wasn't there.
No.
She
probably got one on you herself. You know, she don't necessarily need you to get one.
Okay.
She's too broke for that. She's too dumb for that, too.
Oh, well, you ain't got no, you know what? I ain't even going to touch that.
Well,
I'm
going
to drag you out and you say.
Right, you just going to get shot for nothing.
No, you know me. I ain't going to get shot for nothing. I'm going to get shot for something.
But the whole thing is, though,
I got a little 4-year-old daughter that's inside the house.
Yeah.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
Where did you find the gun at with your four-year-old daughter in the house?
You say what?
Where did you find the gun at?
Where I found the gun at?
Yeah.
In the boys' closet, and only had to lift up one blanket.
So it was easily accessible, is what you're saying?
Yes, it was.
So, in other words,
He said that he didn't feel comfortable standing inside a house without no protection.
So what kind of life are you living?
I can only tell you this right here. That at the age of 15, he been homeschooled. I mean, when I say homeschooled, that means that there's not no parent supervision to make sure he do the work. He just call in and do school work. And I don't think he do that. He sits in the house and smoke weed all day.
So where is I don't mean to flip this around on you. And I'm pretty sure this ain't your son, but where's your role in all this after 10 years?
Where's my role?
He came in about 6.
Okay, he was not doing all this at the age of 6.
So.
You understand that.
What happened? Why you ain't got in his ass? I'm looking at
him. Because I couldn't get inside his ass because his mama wouldn't let me get inside his ass.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute, though. Okay.
He ain't got no diamond coochie.
Let me clear this up for y'all. Okay, within the 10 years, 5 years ago, I was about to do it. I was about to leave. But I found out that she was pregnant with my child. And my child is 4 years old now.
That's
so the only thing I wanted to do was to be there with my daughter.
Your daughter ain't gonna get you an apartment. You and your daughter stay together.
Gary ain't like that. I got some strong things and evidence for me to get my daughter. You know that.
Stop,
lady. The only thing I am is a father that's trying to do the best for his daughter.
Sometimes being apart is the best.
Now, hold on, y'all. Ladies. I think he's trying to do the right thing, but I mean, with you got a situation where you got a woman that's not trying to do the right thing, which I understand totally because I've been in this situation.
The woman who thinks that it's cool for her 16-year-old son to carry a gun.
It's not cool.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you like this. This is just my personal opinion. What you need to do, and I mean, you done been with her for 10 years. He was 16 now?
Right. So when I was there, he was only 6 years old.
Right, so he was 6 when you met him. He's 16 now. Now,
I done been to the emergency room with him and hold this nigga's little dick while he peed. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, hold up.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. We didn't even know all that.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Hold on, y'all. That's not TMI because. Simple fact is he's letting y'all know it's his addiction and how deep his love go for
what?
The little boy.
No,
so
I just thought it was.
You
said
I do anything.
Okay,
y'all. We want to go a little bit more deeper for y'all. Even though that I allowed this child to smoke weed inside the house. My thing is this though. How can you stop him from smoking weed? But I would rather for him to smoke weed in the house and not know what the fuck he's doing, because I know that when I was just smoke weed up in the street, I got inside trouble.
You can't stop where he get it from just because he's smoking it in your house. Don't make it good. Nah, fuck that. You can't stop him from doing
that.
It, but you can sit your ass outside in the car some motherfucking
where.
Now, hold on, y'all. Now, Styles, I got to say this. You allowed him to smoke weed in the house, and yet and still, you know what I'm saying, you like, okay, I'm going to do this so he won't get in trouble. But in the same instance, he still brought a motherfucking sawed-off shotgun in the house. So you letting him smoke weed in the house did not, you know what I'm saying, did not deter him from him being an asshole.
Okay, but no, though, from him smoking weed inside the house, that was a family decision. Now, for him
now,
to bring a gun inside the house,
that was not a family decision. That was a dumbass family decision. That was a dumb fucking decision.
Okay, what'd you say, man? That was a dumbass family decision.
For y'all to come together collectively and say, oh, yeah, you can smoke weed in the house. Well, if I can smoke weed in the house, I can bring a gun in the house.
No, it's two different things. Cause
no
one.
No, it ain't.
What?
Not in a child's mind.
Listen. I feel like this. I feel like you smoke weed inside the house because only because I know what you're doing. I know you're not getting inside no trouble.
I know. If he walked in and bought the shotgun to you, it'd have been better.
I would have told his dad nobody knows how. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Okay, so now the next question is, did you smoke weed with him?
Yep. Yeah.
No.
Right. Yes.
Yes, you did. You ain't spoke no weed with
him. No. No.
But you let him
do what.
Okay,
I let him do. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even my choice. I had some shit put up in it. I agreed to it, but his mama wasn't. I mean, he is not my child.
We understand.
You know what I'm saying? When it came to me with it, I say this.
Wait. After 10 years, if I didn't groom you and nurture you after 10 years, yeah, you my motherfucking kid.
Okay.
Sound like you ain't the man of your castle. That's what it sound like.
All right.
I mean, what you just say?
Sound like you ain't the man of your castle.
After 10 years, dog, that's the kid. You know what I'm saying? After 5 years, that's your kid. Because, I mean, my thing is this, dog. You're not going to sit there. I mean, yeah, I mean, I will even go as far as this. Us as men, with boys, we kind of, I don't want to say lackadaisical, but we kind of let
this. Did you just smoke weed as a child? Did you just smoke weed as a child?
Did I?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I did. My father.
Man, when you was out there on the street smoking weed, what type of shit did you get into?
My father, I'm going to tell you like this, dog, and I've said this on this show numerous times. I smoked weed with my dad, my biological dad, when I was now I regret everything that I did with that because I'm not going to say I don't hate him for it, but you should have taught me a better way. You should have told me no. Smoking weed.
Okay, then how was he going to do that? You was already smoking weed.
Because I'm his fucking son.
What you going to stop then? What are you going to stop smoking weed and doing what you're doing because you were his fucking son?
We're defensive, ain't we?
I shouldn't have did it with you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if I did do it, then okay, fine, I did it. But hey, you shouldn't have been passing me that motherfucker.
Okay, This is what I'm saying. I'd rather to know what you're doing inside my house instead of you doing whatever you're doing outside of my house and you bringing more shit to my house.
He's still bringing it to your house.
Right.
He's doing that. He's fucking
too then.
Ain't in the house. He's just doing
all
types of shit in the house.
He's
got business over there and everything.
Right.
There you go.
This is more fact about that y'all wouldn't get this shit behind my back.
We have told you they were plotting on you.
What they gonna do? What's up? Well, that wouldn't work out nicely at all. If you know the type of guy I am.
Well, I don't, but I mean, hey, if they was plotting on you and you got them back, then hey, I ain't they.
Hey, look here, I ain't trying to get nobody back. The only thing I'm trying to do is live my life peacefully as possible. And in the long run, I'm realizing that this right here is a better benefit.
Well, as I said, it sounds like you won the king of your castle. It sounds like you need to move on, but I can't tell you what to do in your relationship because you got a 4-year-old daughter and all this, that, and that. But,
your daughter? You are absolutely right. I didn't move down. And with my daughter, it is what it is.
You ain't moved on. You hurt.
Yeah.
You ain't there yet.
Okay. You know what? This just happened recently, so I'm a little bit hurt. But no one though, hurt or not, I still haven't moved on.
How long ago was this when this happened? You found out about this?
Oh, man, this ain't happened a whole week ago.
Oh, I'm done. I'm officially done for tonight.
Oh, my God.
He said she officially done.
I'm too.
1 week ago. Okay.
You said a whole week ago.
Wait, wait, hold
up. Shit.
What you said about you happened a whole week ago?
You ain't done what I said at the beginning.
You over 10 years in 7 days.
Okay,
I need to learn what he
you
ain't done. He ain't done.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute, though. You
probably
with
went
me.
Over there late night.
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. Hold
he
on.
Didn't probably
you
went over there one late night.
Hold on, hold on, y'all. Tommy, where you at, man?
I'm a nap.
Somebody needs some water?
All right, hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello, caller. What's happening?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
What's your name? Yeah. Hello. What's your name?
Are you talking to me? I'm sorry. I'm maybe a little slow. My name's Tisha.
Okay.
So I want to elaborate on this conversation. I've been listening for a minute.
Okay.
Do y'all hear me? Is it me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay. I want to elaborate on the conversation. This person that y'all talking to.
What is going on?
All right, hold on, y'all. We got too much background.
Okay.
I'm gonna hang this conversation up.
Time, are you on here? Timer.
Yeah, I'm back, man. What's up?
Dog. You know what? Hold
on. Still on here too. Confused sounds is still on here too.
All right, hold on, man. We got too much confusion going on. We gonna do stuff. Timer.
I'm here, man. What's up?
Dog. Alright, check this out, y'all. We gonna go to something. Alright, we gonna go to something. We'll be right back.
What background is it? I have no idea. I think that's the one that said wrong number, wrong something.
I hope you
took her off
because she's... All right, you know what?
Can we hang that call up?
Timer, can you help me out here, brother? Please.
All right, what's up, man?
Dude, I'm... Okay.
All right, listen, we got everybody on mute, y'all. We got a lot of background noise going on. You guys got to go in quiet rooms or have the people in your background, stop talking, whatever, but this is live radio. So we got to keep it professional, people, please. All right, I'm going to bring everybody back in. Quiet down your background or we will hang you up, just to let you know.
I'm trying to get the barber off if I'm an asshole or not. You heard me?
So what?
Y'all hear me? I'm trying to get the barber off if I'm an asshole or not.
Are you an asshole?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have
left. Say that again.
I say, first of all, you can't just get put out your home like that. So, I mean,
after 10 years.
I don't understand that part at all.
Okay, then I'm going to tell you how they do it. They say, you know what? You stay here, so you cannot kick him out. You got to evict him. But you know what, though? If you call us one more time, we will take his ass to jail, though.
Is your man under what ground?
Huh?
Under what ground?
Because they called me one more time because it's a woman's city. It's a woman's laws.
That
happens like that.
That's bullshit with my ex. I wish they did that shit with me. They told me give that motherfucker a 30-day eviction notice. I couldn't put him out. So I don't know where the hell you live at, but.
Okay, but they told me. They told me the same thing. But also they told me if they come back, they're taking me to jail. If she called and said I did anything, they'd take me to jail. So I left. I left all my shit there.
Yeah.
Well, why are they taking you to jail?
Yeah, what was the reason for them taking you to jail?
And she called back one more time. That's the reason.
She was gonna. I'm assuming she was gonna make up something. That's my only logical answer for that.
That's what Debbie's trying to say too. And she said I did anything. And she called him back one more time and said I did anything. They didn't take me to jail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really didn't have too much. No, I ain't have no place to go. So I leave all my shit there. And when I say all my shit, I'm losing out on a whole lot.
What do you mean? Go get your shit.
Man, what the fuck? I want to take it to your house?
No, you can't take it to my house, but.
I'll get it.
But
Where you laying your head at right now?
You know, I got a nice ass suburban truck. You know what I'm saying? And once if I run the heat for an hour, I'm good for all night.
Lord. I'm done.
If it was again, you
where your friends
it.
At? Where you supposed
funny.
To be homeboys? Where your homeboys
man,
at?
Your homeboy. Listen, see, that's what you don't understand. I don't fuck with nobody but my family. My family was my girl and my kids. My family was my girl and my child.
Whoa! Where is your family prior to your girl and your child? Where your foundation at?
Right.
Okay.
It's still inside me.
Oh my God.
No. Where is the aunties, cousins, uncle, mama, granddaddy, somebody?
Okay, they ain't never been there in 41 years. What the fuck do you think that we were sticking around for 42?
Okay. So you ain't got no friends, nobody, but you with your kids.
You know what? I got somebody strong I can depend on. And that's myself. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? It takes a very, very strong person to call up into this radio station and get judged by two women.
We ain't judging you.
For the man in front of you.
Y'all
asked you a question. You asked us for some help in our opinion, so we asking you a question.
Okay.
Nobody's opinion. You shouldn't have called it.
I don't have nobody but myself.
Okay, we got that. But let's be clear. We're not judging. We're just trying to help.
Okay. What you want to be clear on?
That we're not judging. We're trying to help. You know, we're
in order to
get you somewhere. So therefore, you ain't got nobody. You can't depend on nobody but yourself. And you got the Suburban. I suggest you go load your shit up in that Suburban. I assume you got a job. Therefore, I need you to go get you a damn storage unit and put your shit in it until you can get on your own damn feet and get your apartment.
You see, right. You don't understand. I'm already living about a storage unit. That's why I go to sleep at every night.
Okay, so
that's why I go to sleep at every night because you know what? It's cheaper than rent. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
go ahead and pay
your
girl $19.99.
So
hold on, y'all. Hold
unit.
On, man. Hold on. This conversation is going nowhere. We about to switch this up.
Well, let's go.
They cool
thank
with
you.
That?
Yeah, we cool with that.
Y'all letting them talk shit.
Yeah, keep it like she's living for your lighter.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, y'all still here?
Where the pizza's at?
Right here.
Hey, what we talking about now? Because y'all got tired of my conversation. What we talking about now?
Yeah, so would you be quiet so we can start a new one?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know how this works. This is my first time Vic.
Okay. That's all right.
Thank you for forgiving me.
All right, go ahead, Pamela.
I'm trying. Where's Peaches at? Is Peaches still
right
on
here?
How you doing, Peaches?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on with you, sweetheart?
Nothing much. Just, you know, living day by day, staying focused. How you been doing?
I'm chilling. I just got my fresh new cut. Chilling like a motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
You
wait,
know what I'm talking about.
Sal's the barber, right? Free advertisement. Sal's the barber. Got you. I'll come see you.
No, bro. It's not that kind of cut, bro. Not that kind of cut.
We talking about your pubic hair. Are your pubic hairs cut?
Yes, they are, Janine. He told me so.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say, I only do females. I don't do males. I don't do male pubic hairs, but I do female pubic hairs, so.
We talking about your pubic hairs, not cutting. How is your pubic hair?
You're gonna choke either which way. You're gonna choke.
Lord Jesus.
All right, let me ask the ladies a question. Who on here got a who got their clit pierced? Anybody on here right now? Whoever had it pierced?
Nope.
Nobody?
I won't.
Nobody.
I know quite a few that do that.
No,
my tongue is pierced.
Hey, my man, we just asked a question. Now, I want a girl with her tongue split.
Hello.
Say what?
I want a girl with her tongue split. You hear me?
You want a girl
with her
tongue,
ring. I want her tongue split.
What? Well, you don't say. He's on the lizard.
I cannot.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
We hear you.
I can't
tell you. The conversation is going like I'm not even here. And I want to know, this person that's on his phone, this man is on his phone, the conversation that y'all having, he want a girl to split.
Yes, he want a lizard.
Well, where is it? It's his
split.
We can go to the
table.
I want to know both sides of my click, like you want us to do. Like, both sides of our tongue can spin around your head. Unless it's small.
Hey, listen. I understand what you're saying.
I don't think you are
like a man, and you want your shit like a man's way. But,
What? Nobody agrees with that. What the hell are you talking about? Your whole conversation been crashed. I've been listening to this shit the whole damn time. Your conversation was crap. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We should have breathed some law and order to this. I didn't try to sit back and let y'all talk, but you motherfuckers are just borderline retarded.
Wait, stop.
Everybody stop. Now, dude. You done talked about everything from your baby mama to the tub. Now, what the fuck are you talking about with this tub?
What tub?
You said you want to
have a tub.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Well, you know what, dude? You didn't put that shit on your bucket list, nigga. Put that shit on your bucket list.
What?
First of all, you're yelling, and you're on the phone, so you don't have to yell. You're yelling.
I'm sorry, I get a little bit excited when I talk.
And so what you're yelling, it doesn't register what you're saying.
Okay, man. If you ain't never had a girl with a split tongue, with a split tongue, put that shit on your bucket list, man. You know what I'm saying? You can get your balls in your ass on at the same time.
What?
So you like double bacon?
You can do that with a regular son. This shit nasty. I just had to Google it for a second, but this is some nasty shit. What?
You know what, dog? I got to be real with you, dog. If a motherfucker licked their tongue out of me and it split, that is.
What?
That's going to turn me off.
I can feel you. I can feel you. But can you picture what they do behind closed doors, though?
No. I don't want to be touching me. Then first of all, here's my thought process on it. First of all, I'm thinking if she didn't get her tongue like that, this bitch is damn near demonic. That's the way I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're alternative people.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I watch the movie and you say, hey, what's bad is good. What's good is bad. I think Eddie Murphy was in that shit when he was like, that was hot.
I'm going to need you to Google split tongue and then click on it.
Miss Lady, how about you Google it?
Trust me, I have. I Googled it. It's some nasty shit.
What's so nasty about it?
And abnormal, and yeah, this shit's nasty.
I just want to know, just what can a woman with a split tongue do for you?
Shit, I don't know. I don't got a split tongue. I never met one. But shit, if I did come across one,
really, how the fuck you found
out? I'd like to
find out. You don't split tongue. So what do you think she can do for you? She can lift one ball and stick your ass at the same time. I don't understand. What you thought she could do?
I never had that happen before. I wonder what the feeling is. How did it happen? Why is it happening?
Oh my God. I don't know. I do pretty well with a whole tongue. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay.
Yours or somebody else's?
Why is he
on
his phone, man? He's like talking like
I'm a okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? I can't use the tongue. I need to throw.
What you gonna do with the throat?
What you gonna do with your throat?
I'm not gonna do nothing with my throat. What you gonna do with your throat?
My throat is always going to be clear.
Mine is too. Nigga, what you talking about?
Okay, then. Okay, I done heard three buzzes on this phone, so I know that they know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Not more other phones other than person's throat.
Hey, a woman's throat is always healthy.
I don't got no scenarios this week. Janine, you ain't got no scenarios.
Hey, look here. It's not no beginning, it ain't no middle. It's all about broke. And that's the quote for the day.
Repeat that quote, please. Repeat that quote, please.
I think he hung up.
She hung up.
Hopefully they
hung
up. I think so. Sound like. I hope so, because he was doing the most.
Was he drunk?
Yeah, I haven't hung up yet.
Oh,
my God.
Damn.
It's like
I'm going to get you up in
the
middle
of
night. Oh, shit. Like, oh, shit, that motherfucker came
on. No, they got it. They got it. Oh.
Sir, have you been drinking?
Yeah, it sounded like he had a couple of Mickeys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's hung up now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked y'all let that carry on that long.
I'm not Father Time let it carry on that long. I've been hollering Father Time for the past hour.
Man,
oh,
I
boy,
can't do everything, man. God damn.
That was
God
too
damn.
Much.
Ain't that a bitch? God damn.
No.
Okay, I'm done. You know what? Hey, y'all.
You got 30 more minutes, and we need to be entertained.
I'm
trying. Matter of fact, we got about 45 because, you know, we go about 15 minutes over.
Okay.
We need to swing something out or something. Dude. We need some entertainment.
Mm-mm.
Can we get an On the Spot Live Chronicle?
You know what?
Oh, shit.
I can find something to play. Hold on.
Well, no, we didn't ask you to play nothing. I said a live on the spot.
Oh.
Why everybody getting quiet?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and give us one.
I don't do Chronicles.
You know, you ever tried?
You know what? I did try it, and it, you know what? That's some demons work right there. Uh oh. It was rough.
When did you do one? How long ago was this?
It was a while ago. It was more like a short story. It wasn't necessarily a chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very
interesting
time.
Before my time, because I don't remember that.
It didn't make it to the talk show. I did post it, though. In both Sin City groups. So maybe you should go look for it.
I'll do that. Oh, and I gotta give a shout out to my boy Big Mike.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Big Mike left. He's not before I give him a shout out. That's my dog right there. I always fuck with Big Mike, but Big Mike be saying some smart shit sometimes. Yeah, I just don't listen to
Big Mike needs.
Some of the shit he says makes sense. Y'all just don't listen.
All I'm saying is Big Mike needs to really see if he into women. I'm serious, y'all. This shit ain't right.
Real talk.
Well, you can't talk about him because he ain't on here to defend himself.
I'm not talking about him. I said that last week on the show. So I said it. He said he ain't need to, do that kind of check. I'm just saying, though. Don't nobody have sex, you know, once, and then they just fall out the game.
So just because a man don't want to have sex, a man don't want to have sex, that makes him not into women?
He don't want to have sex. The woman can't come to his house. He don't want to date any black woman.
I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying any man in general. So if a man tell you, well, I'm not really trying to go out with you for sex, you think he gay?
No.
I do not.
But after a certain extended period of time, and you ain't, yeah, something ain't right.
Exactly.
Well, what if he might be trying to save himself for his marriage, for his wedding night?
Okay, again, for a certain period of time. We talking 10, 15 years here. Like, come on, seriously, don't try to turn that into a real question.
I'm just saying, just because a man don't want to have sex with you does not make him not like women or make him gay or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. No.
He may not be feeling that particular woman at that particular time.
So then you date another one. He don't date nothing. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying in general. I'm not specifically
talking about Mike. Okay, so even in general, okay, let's just say he dated this woman for 2 years and he's, you know, saving himself for marriage, quote unquote, or whatever he's saving his reason for, and it ain't progressing nowhere. So you need to go to the next one. How long do you stay in a relationship not having sex nor getting married to have sex? Now, mind you, this person has had sex before. So the craving and desire is there.
Yeah.
But I'm holding out because I want to do this right.
But listen,
I'm just going to talk in general. Some people can do it. Some people can do it. It's hard.
And I get that.
Trust me. It's hard.
So if we going out, and I tell you I'm saving myself for marriage, and I ain't asked you to marry me yet, I plan on asking you, but I ain't asked you yet, you gonna fuck around and marry me?
No.
If we've had this discussion, we've talked about this.
Right.
We know this is where we're going. We're progressing. No, a woman's not gonna fuck that up.
Right.
See it. Bullshit.
See? See? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I can't stand you.
God, know that's some goddamn bullshit.
Okay, well, they're going to try not to fuck it up. Let me put, okay, they're going to try.
We're going to plan to fuck it up. That's what we're trying to say.
But it's still a lot of strong women out there.
Mhm. Yeah, we real strong.
Well, Angie's like, I know you speak for me.
So, Janine, you going to leave me then. If I told you I'm saving myself for marriage, you ain't even trying to hear it.
I'm trying to tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you that's gonna be right from the jump. I can't fuck with you.
Wow.
I know me. I can't do it. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna be able to do it.
I take my head off to you.
I mean, if you talking about, okay, you propose, we get back, we get ready to get married and we say, okay, we're going to stop having sex for 30 days before the wedding. You cutting it close then. So I'm just crazy. You that. I ain't about to do no 2 years. 2 years.
I mean, that is part of marriage counseling. You know, you got to cut it off 30 days.
I understand that. That's why I said they cutting it close then. I'm just saying. I would abide by that rule. But I'm just saying, I ain't about to wait no 2 years, and I don't even know what I got. Then what if we get married? I get it. I'd be like, oh, this is shit I've been waiting for. Oh, this is some bullshit.
Okay.
Right.
I'll
be pissed
off. I don't see most who done had sex marrying before sex. It's time to do it, but
I know.
I ain't gonna be.
I mean, do I even get the package? Do I get? I mean, is the floor play included? I mean, it's just like nothing. Just everything's off limits.
There's nothing.
Oh no!
Till we get married.
Yeah.
I mean, we can fiddle each other and stuff like that.
Hold on. I say, if y'all love each other, it'll work. And if you got faith, it'll work.
I got a good year in me. That's about it.
She said,
and
I got a good year in me.
I'm being realistic. I got about a good year. I've gone 9 months before, so I know I can do 3 more. So I'm going to say I got about a good year in me.
Oof, I don't know. They have
to put me in a
mental institution or something.
So
what's wrong with you
two? Y'all is new man to motherfuckers. To dick deprivation. That's a new thing.
I know. Ooh, I was starving. I ain't had no dick in my mouth in 2 years.
Don't you go to confession saying that shit.
You're out here doing pour me to the back. Trying to oblige.
Lord have mercy.
The Lord answer your prayers.
I came with y'all.
Oh, goodness.
So you said, now the life you said you could wait a year, right?
Yeah, I got about a good year.
All right, well, how long
I
can you
wait,
D? What's the longest you're willing to wait?
I need to know what's up from the beginning. I ain't waiting.
Tom, I'm just asking, what's good? What's the longest you're willing to wait?
She not.
I'm not willing.
She's just saying she not.
So you fucking on the first day?
If I feel like it.
And we don't need to fuck. Why we need to fuck the dude on the first day? We could still be fucking with the old dude that we just getting ready to leave him. And we start over with a new relationship.
Stand Janine. Stop it. Just stop. You can't be telling shit like that.
Man, I'm lifestyle. What the fuck? I mean, I need to know from doing this shit. No. Fuck all that.
You do understand, though, that for a woman who has had sex, who is willing to wait, let's just say 1 to 2, 3 years, you're about to deal with a moody bitch. She's going to be moodier than hell, so y'all need to understand that going in.
You want me to cheat on you, because I'm poly anyway, so I have multiple relationships. So if you don't want to have sex with me, I just have sex with my other friends. It's all good.
No, I ain't going for him. You got to save yourself for him. He wants your temple pure.
Oh, fuck no. That ain't happening. I ain't pure from the beginning.
You better. you want it pure, you better throw some holy water on that shit right before.
We want you to, you know, what is it, the rebirth of the vagina? Ain't it after a year, you know, your vagina is supposed to be new or some shit? He wants you to
do that.
I cannot.
I'm just
Did you just say you would go fuck your other friend?
Yeah, that's what people do.
I didn't say that, sir.
Oh, y'all got life fucked up.
I mean, when we meet somebody new, we say fuck you real quick, or we gotta keep fucking our old friend until we ready to fuck.
You better not tell me that shit.
Of course we ain't gonna tell you that.
But how we know you hold yourself up here?
I mean, and you sitting up here acting like
you
that. You ain't did it or don't do it.
Ain't that ever.
And we just met. We ain't in no relationship. I can do whatever I want.
Right, we just dating. We just going out on 2 or 3 dates.
We just dating.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. He said, and besides that, if you heard Dee, she said she was poly, so I assume that this man that wants her to wait understands that she lives a poly lifestyle, so when he do give himself up, he has to share.
Oh, hell no, that shit's over with. That's a done deal.
Well, he gets to play too, though. You know, when he is
ready to have sex, he gets her
and the friend.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who it is?
What's going on? It's Marley. How everybody doing?
What's up, Marley?
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
What's going on? Good.
Yeah, I told you about flirting with my boo. Don't try to change your voice. I'm fine.
How you feeling, man? You all right?
Oh, I'm good, bro. Thanks for asking, man. I appreciate that. But yeah, I'm good.
Alright. What's up? Use the force to stop smoking them squares. You know?
Hey, I'm trying to stop, man. That shit killing me.
Yeah.
But I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you.
I'm thinking about going about a loose one right now. Just give me one.
Not a loose one, though. Not if it's detrimental to your health.
Hey, I'm trying.
You can do it.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 days, so shit, fuck it. I can go 2 days, I can go 4 days. Fuck it.
Yeah, get you a jar of peppermints. All you gotta do is keep you some peppermints with you.
No. I've been eating the shit out of Laffy Taffy's. I know that.
There you go.
I want some cocktails. Ooh, I can't wait to die over. I put some
chicken. Woo! And some hot water cornbread.
Okay, we ain't got to talk about it. I still got like 11 days on this diet to go? Okay, let's quit talking about it. I just happened to cross it.
What you going vegan, boo-boo? You going vegan for a month?
I am not. I'm trying to have a flat tummy for this dress I'm trying to put on. So, you know, I got to, you know, get my body right. So I ain't got to, you know, suck it in all night.
Girl, get a shaper.
I don't want to be constricted. I you know, on a normal night, I wear, you know, the shaper. I ain't trying to be constricted that night.
Get your girdle. Shit, get a girdle.
That's the fact. That's the shaper.
That's
I don't want to be constricted.
Okay. Oh, shit. I was wondering what that means.
You said that shit, but I'm supposed to know that.
No, I might want to go pen legally.
So a girdle and a shaper is the same thing?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, you know, go on like underwear and pull up. Some of them you just wrap across your stomach. Some of, yeah. There's different variations to it.
You know, I like the way you said that, like I'm supposed to know what that shit really means. Like, you didn't know that? I didn't know that. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you know, now I got you up to speed. Now you know they come in, you know. They come in thongs, and, you know, some of them got booty pads in them, and some of them got booty lifters. They, yeah, they're pretty expensive. Just depends on which one you get.
Okay. Hey, did y'all see the picture of the chick that had like 100 vibrators and dildos? Did anybody see that picture?
No, but that might have been me. Oh.
No, but I saw it.
Do you believe she used all those? Do you think she used all those?
I believe she possibly could.
I mean, it's different ones for different things, and I mean, you know.
And all of them weren't for the vagina either.
Well, how
she used
the
fist for? What is a fist for? Somebody explain to me what the fist is. One of them was a fist.
She wanted to
use the fist for?
It's called fisting. Men actually stick their whole fist up in women's vaginas.
How do you fit a fist up there?
My fist,
man. If I could put my half fist in your shit, I'm not fucking with you.
Hell no.
I mean, bitches are putting 40-ounce bottles in their vagina and fucking horses and shit. So, I mean, it ain't a far stretch. You had a whole baby out of it. I mean, it can stretch. It has those abilities.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, the human body is an amazing thing. Like, it does shit that just make your eyes pop out. Like, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, you ain't lying. When I see,
really?
when I see my kids come out, I said, shit, I ain't doing shit. Hell, these damn kids, 8 pounds, 9 pounds of beef.
Yep, I had a 9-pounder.
Oof. I'm so glad my kids were under, they were right under 6 pounds. I don't think I could have did anything over that.
Oh, girl, it stretched. It goes back.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I get that part, but I'm just talking about the physical pushing of, like, nine. Oh, my God. And I went completely natural? No. Hell no.
I did.
You didn't use no drugs?
Nope.
I didn't have any drugs.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. I was actually in the London Bridges position when I had my son. My doctor had to catch him, like, you know, like you're on a football field and saying, hut, hut. Like, he literally had to catch him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was trying to get the fuck out
like
of
that
head. That
I caught him.
Yeah, something like that.
I thought that shit on Martin. I have a baby with no drugs.
I had a whole weave pony in my hair. I threw that motherfucker across the floor. My daddy caught it and was like, I got your weave, baby.
You know what? I'm not messing with
you. It wasn't funny in that moment. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then.
I didn't put that
in.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I was
hot,
and I felt like if I
took
my ponytail off, it was going to cool me off.
Oh, hold on for a second. Did you say your daddy caught the weed?
My daddy did. He caught it and was like, I got your weed, baby.
What the hell your daddy doing in the damn delivery room in the first damn place?
What do you mean? Why are you doing shit? First off, my dad worked at the hospital. Not only was my daddy in the room, my mother was in the room, my grandmother was in the room. I had quite a few people in the delivery room with me.
Man, hey, I love my daughter, but I ain't trying to watch her give birth. That shit don't work.
And that's true. Now that's my stepfather. That's the man who raised me with the first child. Now with my daughter, my biological father was there, and he actually, while I was crowning, like getting ready to pop out the head, when he finally walked in, he like pushed my legs together. Like he didn't want to see that shit. Like, what are you doing? Closing
no,
up the...
No.
Like I could have cut his neck off. He pushes your legs while baby trying to come out.
I don't know, that don't sound, that just don't sound right to me.
Put me to sleep till this time. Let me know, shit. I want to be ready when that was time for me to wake up.
She said, I'm trying
to wake up. Did you say you were asleep?
Yep. Once I took my, they gave me my little drugs, I was knocked out. When I wake up, I'd be like, bitch, didn't I tell you I wanted some drugs? She was like, girl, you ain't been asleep for hours. I was like, God, damn.
What kind of drugs?
You supposed to be pushing? Aren't you supposed to be pushing? There's usually pushing involved. If you're sleeping,
what?
Where the fuck are you pushing?
Well, I'm just going through contractions at that time. I don't want to feel that shit. And when I wake up, I start pushing.
See,
I didn't get no drugs because, number one, I wanted to feel what was going on, and number two, I didn't want to be hurt after it happened. So,
you didn't want to be hurt.
I wanted to feel what happened.
You know what I mean? Like they said, you could, your back could be hurting and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My kids raised
well, see, and
seven,
that's why I couldn't
to 10 pounds. So no
I couldn't
thing.
Get an epidural because of my back. And then that was the second one. The first one, my grandma had told me, you're not a real woman unless you had a baby natural. So, you know, I was determined to be a real woman.
Uh-huh.
I wanted all my drugs.
I'm with you, Janine. Fuck that. I'll be a screaming bitch in that motherfucker. Give me some drugs, goddammit. Shoot me up. I ain't trying to feel this shit. They say that shit hurt like a motherfucker.
But
my daughter's mother was in there screaming like a motherfucker.
Thomas, so you know they got that thing where they can, you know, stimulate your body to make you feel like you having contractions. Would you do that?
Hell no. I will take your word for it. If you say it hurt, I believe you.
They'll
do some shit like that.
Try it one time. That would be nice if you knew to try it one time.
Yeah, I would actually love to see a man feel those contractions and how
me
they
too.
Will react.
Me too. One time.
Y'all to be turning all the way up to
you
got to
push
10.
The baby out. You're just feeling the contractions.
So y'all to be trying
it
to punish
be that
them
bad.
Though. Y'all
it
to be trying
be
to punish them though. Turning it all the
it
way
only
up
hurt
to
when
you
start
that.
Pushing, right?
No,
it
no,
does.
So
push
the contraction
just...
can't hurt.
The contractions are the ones that hurt.
No, they hurt.
That's what we should do.
Well,
every man should try
pushing is when
time.
It hurts.
No, it's not.
Listen, let me ask y'all a question. All y'all had kids, so let me ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you scream more when you push than you do with the contraction if the contraction hurt more?
Cause I never
that don't make no sense.
I never scream.
That one person?
And I don't scream. I'm just tired. You're tired by that time.
And I don't know nothing about that neither because, you know, I had some contractions and I pushed about 3 times to each of my babies and they was out. My first baby came out.
Yeah,
and
you was lucky.
So,
both of my labors were under 6 hours.
Look at you.
Yeah, if you say that like that's short.
I'm like, y'all,
yeah, that is short.
Minutes,
I mean, when you talk about people that's been in labor for 12 and 24 hours and 4, shit.
Yeah.
I tip my hat to them.
I do too.
That's a whole workday schedule.
20 minutes with the 10 pounders. An hour with the 8-pound and 2 hours with the 7-pound. And I didn't have no
20 minutes for a 10-pound baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He came when he wanted to. I didn't time him. I didn't have time to do nothing.
I need to see the videotape.
You know,
all of mine split me from here to New York City.
With my first baby,
I got split.
That baby split me from the rooter to the tutor. So,
girl,
I think
what you said, girl?
Look, he gave me good luck. I got to the hospital. And they said, oh, it's your first baby. It's going to be a while. I got in the room. They checked me. Next thing I know, I was pushing. He came out and pushed.
See?
So,
okay.
And, you know what I mean? So,
ooh,
I
see,
know.
I had to get fixed up and shit. Nah, see, I ain't had none of them problems.
No,
but
when he was coming
you didn't
out,
get no
had
stitches.
To,
yo,
they had to give me
I did. I didn't have stitches for either one of them.
That,
but
I
said, both of my babies were under 6 pounds. My son was like 5'10", and my daughter was like 5'7".
Shit.
And
my
you didn't get no stitches with the little one?
I didn't have any stitches for either one of them.
I had a PCI.
I had stitches all the time now.
He was going to split me so they
little sexy,
me.
What about you? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, we here. Yeah, but I had stitches inside and out, so I understand, honey. Trust and believe me, I understand.
You don't understand what?
I said, I do understand. I had stitches inside and out. They have to make me a new one.
Wow. They created you a new one like a $6 million man, huh?
Man, I had to sit on a bag of ice for 2 weeks.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, how long y'all wait before y'all start having sex? After the baby? It's like 6 weeks, right?
Well, it's in each his own. No, it's each his own.
Nah,
some
I
have
didn't wait
in a week
weeks.
If they ain't bleeding.
I didn't wait 6 weeks either. I ain't going to lie. I waited about
mine was like
three,
four.
Yeah, I just found out what my max is. That's my max for anything.
Yeah, uh-huh. You gotta have that. You gotta have that D opinion. You gotta have that D opinion to get them headaches right.
But vitamin
Shit,
D
I
is
think,
good for you.
I think the first time I was having sex on the stitches. Shit.
No, you crazy.
And y'all sucking this milk out my breast too.
Yeah, that right there is why I did not. I was so happy. Neither one of my kids wanted the breast, but I only did it for a little while.
I can't even get the titties sucked. You're gonna be sucking milk. I don't care if I'm breastfed or not. You gonna suck the milk out these titties. That's your job. They too damn heavy.
I need milk in here.
Take this titty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It do your body good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, said.
Pass it on.
Drink this milk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all are nasty. I just thought
about
that.
Man, fucking with stitches? That's crazy.
Hey, yeah, suck the milk on everything, shit.
Man, I can wait, man. It ain't that serious. That motherfucker dissolved. No, that's crazy.
Yes.
I ain't had no stitches.
I can wait. Fortunately, I ain't had no stitches.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, them 10 pounds came out naturally.
I mean, my 9-pounder came out next. That little motherfucker, that 7-pound, half ounce one, was gonna split me. So they just gave me a episiotomy. So I had to get stitches. But them other ones, them big ones, they just came out.
They gave you a what? A episiotomy.
That's what
the hell is a episiotomy?
They cut you so you don't split.
Yeah, so you won't
split. It go ragged. When they cut you, they could just sew it back up, match, you know, like straight.
Mm-hmm.
But if they split you, you're gonna be all, you know, discombobulated.
Be all discombobulated.
No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Discombobulated.
Like a motherfucker. You just coast on. Yeah, too.
I swear he'd be on time with it too. Oh man, I'm wrong.
How many babies you had, Ma? How many ten colors you had come through? Come on, man. Pediatrics and all that shit's crazy as hell.
I mean,
want to get pregnant.
Y'all
make that shit sound scary.
I mean, y'all ain't never sucked no breast milk out before. Y'all ain't never did that.
That
father
time
that
stay hard term.
I knew you was freaky father time. I knew you was freaky.
That's how long you going for. I was like, what the fuck is that? The fuck is that coming up?
I squirt my shit on him. As you need. I just squirt my shit right on him.
You okay?
Oh, goodness. It was nasty father time. You didn't like it?
Man, that shit almost made me throw up. I didn't know what the fuck it was.